This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Tropical Storm Barry taking aim at Louisiana, especially New Orleans. Currently a tropical storm, but expected to be a rain-making hurricane when it comes ashore tomorrow. Here's hurricane specialist Eric Blake at the National Hurricane Center.
But we're expecting to move very slowly. And that's why we're so concerned about the heavy rain risk. The rain should really begin in earnest overnight Friday into Saturday for southeast Louisiana, then spread northward into Mississippi.
A magnitude 4.7 earthquake hit a short time ago, 45 minutes outside Seattle in Snohomish County, Washington. President Trump issuing an executive order requiring the Commerce Department to tally U.S. citizens after the courts blocked his efforts to put a citizenship question on the 2020 census. And this is USA Radio News.
Blue Star Medicated Ointment gets 5-star reviews from our loyal users for fast relief of the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
Blue Star soothes insect bites and fungal infections.
It really works on the summer rashes I get every year.
I had psoriasis on my elbows. Blue Star worked wonders.
Amazing stuff. Smear a bit on and the itch is gone.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
House Republican Leader Kevin McCarthy is defending the mass deportation raids that are scheduled to begin on Sunday, telling reporters the raids are simply targeting undocumented immigrants who have already been slated for deportation. ICE agents are expected to round up about 2,000 immigrants in at least 10 major cities. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi and other Democrats, very critical of the raids, saying they'll terrorize migrant children and tear families apart. There's been a break in the case of missing Kentucky mother, Savannah Spurlock, USA Radio's Robin Walensky.
Detectives in Kentucky find human remains believed to be that of the body of Savannah Spurlock. The 22-year-old mother of four has been missing for more than 6 months now. A man by the name of David Sparks, 24 years old, under arrest. He is charged with abuse of a corpse and tampering with physical evidence.
Remember, you can find us online. We're at usaradio.com.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
The president reacting to comments former House Speaker Paul Ryan makes in a book that's due out on Tuesday. On Twitter, Trump writes the Wisconsin Republican's record of achievement was atrocious and that he left his party in the lurch, both as a fundraiser and leader. Trump tweeting that Ryan quit Congress because he didn't know how to win. In Tim Alberta's book, American Carnage, Ryan is quoted as saying that President Trump knows little of government and said his retirement was an escape hatch purposely to get away from President Trump. A controversial citizenship question will not be on the 2020 census as President Trump had wanted, but the president is taking action to determine the number of citizens and non-citizens in the country in other ways. Trump announcing an executive order yesterday that requires every department and agency in the federal government to give the Department of Commerce records about people's known citizenship. Trump said this method will determine citizenship for 90% of the people in the U.S. He said the information information can be used by the Census Bureau to create the official census. And the late rocker David Bowie has been memorialized with a new Barbie doll that Mattel's unveiled as a limited edition. Barbie dressed as Bowie's iconic Ziggy Stardust alter ego. You can get it on Mattel's website for $50. Hey, our website's usaradio.com. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Attention timeshare owners. Are high maintenance fees driving you crazy? Or how would you like to rent or even sell your timeshare and eliminate your maintenance fees? Now you can by making one quick call to Timeshares by Owner, a national company with an A+ BBB rating that specializes in helping consumers sell or rent their timeshares. And if you call right now, we'll give you a free timeshare market evaluation and explain to you our exclusive double your money back guarantee. Now you don't need to be wasting money on a timeshare you don't always use. You can rent or even sell it. Call right now and get your free market report and learn about our industry-leading double your money back guarantee. Learn your options now on how to sell or rent your timeshare and eliminate most of the cost and headaches. Call now. 800-715-6093. 800-715-6093. That's 800-715-6093.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
Hey, help me understand here. What is the problem, okay, that the Democrats are having with asking a simple question? A majority of America says, hey, look, we want to know. You know, we want to know how many are citizens in our country. Why is that a big problem? Well, Liz Peek joins us now, Fox News contributor, former top-ranked Wall Street analyst. Ms. Peek, how are we doing?
I'm great. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing terrific. Good to hear your voice and good to have you back here. So what is the big issue here? What, the Democrats are just fighting tooth and nail. We got the judiciary upset. I mean, the ACLU has yet to chime in. Sure, they're biting at the bit here to be let loose. I mean, you can hear them barking in the background.
Look, you know, Chuck Schumer yesterday talked about how this was a moral issue. It is not in any way, shape, or form a moral issue. It's all about pure politics and power. And here, frankly, for the last several years, I've been writing about this whole citizenship question on the census. And I'm amazed, honestly, that more Americans are not really up in arms about this, because here's why it matters. The count of people in the United States, the count per state, determines not just where hundreds of billions of dollars of federal aid go, which, you know, again, may or may not be legitimately sent to people in the country illegally. Much more importantly, it determines the number of electoral college votes that each state gets and the number of seats in the House of Representatives. So just think about that for a moment.
To me, that seems a moral issue right there, does it not?
Well, to me, it's about power, and it's right. About politics. Think about this. It has been estimated that if you eliminate the number of illegals in California from the head count, they would have 9 fewer seats in Congress, in the House of Representatives. So think about that, Bill. That is an appalling thing. We do not let illegal immigrants vote, but we might as well let them vote, because
exactly,
they have representation in Congress. And even more stunning is the impact on the Electoral College. So what Democrats want is not, in other words, if they determine that there are 2.5 million people in California, what is the number in California? It's much more than that. It's like 15 million people.
Oh, you mean in California?
Yeah.
Oh, no, it's, you're talking, what, about 30 million people in the state of California?
So if they determine that 10% of them, which I think is actually about
because they're saying around 3 million illegals.
Yeah, are illegal.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that is a big plus to California in terms of, again, not only the federal aid that they receive, but also their clout in the country.
Exactly. Well,
and so we're rewarding California for their sanctuary policies. We're rewarding them for lofting one benefit after another that attracts illegals into their state by giving them a bigger clout in the country. And that, what does that do to Maine or, you know, North Dakota?
Well, it negates their power and vote. That's exactly
yes,
what
course.
It does. Sure.
Of course.
And the thing is, Liz, the other thing is that the Democrats, of course, and the Republicans, you wonder, where are the Republicans on this? A majority of Hispanics are saying, put the question on the census. I mean, this is so academic. And the other thing, too, that I thought was quite interesting was because a consultant who has since passed away looked at it, and his determination or his conclusion was, hey, look, if you put the census on there, it's going to help the Republicans. But what is failed to be communicated there is because when they took it off, it hurt the Republicans. Now what you're doing by putting it back on is you are, in a sense, leveling the playing field, are you not?
Well, it depends on how the country responds, because if we find out that, again, 10% of California's population is illegal, and we say, well, that's not right, those people shouldn't be representative, fine. But what if the country says, well, that's okay, they get, you know, that we've been giving those people seats in Congress, we'll just go ahead and do it. I mean, honestly, the mood of the country on all this stuff right now is so bizarre.
It is.
I should say the mood of Democrats, where, we have people basically proselytizing for totally open borders, non-criminal actions if you come into the country illegally. Bill, how did we get here? This is so crazy to me.
Well, the thing is we have been deluded by the mainstream media. I blame the mainstream media in large part to this. Rush Limbaugh said the other day that it is the mainstream media that is running the Democratic Party. I think he's more right than wrong in that.
Well, I think it's enabling them for sure. But, you also have kind of a nuclear arms race on the left now to see who can be more left-leaning, who can be more outrageously woke, and, free everything, free this and that, free entry to the country.
Right.
You know, there's a complete dismantling of, in a sense, there's a dismantling of sort of our legal frameworks, our legal institutions. People complain about Trump assaulting those institutions. What about assaulting the notion that we have a border? I mean,
exactly.
It's really amazing.
Yeah. Well, and what you're leading to here is something that you wrote about, and this is where, the Democrats and the mainstream media are making sure that we do not know, is that we forget even recent history, which is the recent history of Democrats' policies that have been hurting those that they claim to help. And I think that some people are starting to get that. They're, becoming woke in the process and saying, wait a minute. And it started in part because Donald Trump went to the communities and said, give me a shot. What have you got to lose?
Look what he's
done in 3 years, Liz.
Yeah, what a great line that was, because he was so right. Democrats take black and Hispanic voters for granted. And the way that Barack Obama toyed with the Hispanic community, kind of, basically doing nothing on immigration reform, though that was his number one thing he campaigned on when he was first elected, and then dangling the whole DACA thing before the 2012 election to make sure they supported him again, because people forget, in 2011, the Hispanic community was furious with Barack Obama. Not only had he walked away from immigration reform, he also was deporting more Hispanics than ever before in the country's history. So, he played both sides of the field, did just enough to bring those Hispanic voters back on board. But I don't know if you've seen some of the polling amongst Hispanics for Donald Trump. You can ignore one or two, but when more and more polls come out showing a significant increase in support for him, you have to begin to think there's something going on there.
Well, there is, and there has been. They've been undermeasured for a long time, Liz. People, they kind of make, some people make fun of me, being a conservative Hispanic, as one group said. They said, we've never heard of a conservative Hispanic. I said, well, you don't know Hispanics, because by and large, that is our heart. This is what was so disturbing about Barack Obama's policies that he was thrusting upon the people, because they were in direct contrast to the very heart and culture of the Hispanic people. Hispanics don't believe, by and large, in abortion. And the Democrats have gone full bore. I mean, we are family-centric. We love our families. You can't imagine how many grandmothers are grieving at dinner tables, realizing that they could have had more grandchildren, and some are missing because of the policies that the Democrats have thrust upon Hispanics and upon, you know, upon America at large.
Well, I think that's right, particularly on social issues. As you say, Hispanics tend to be more conservative than the Democratic Party now. I mean, but by the way, the Democratic Party on things like abortion have gone way beyond what moderate or what average Americans believe in. Forget, I mean, the Hispanic community is one part of it, but what about the country?
Got to go to break. We'll be more. There'll be more with Liz Peek after this.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ, based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
This message is sponsored by AmeriGlide, featuring the nation's best prices on a home stairlift. Are you having a difficult time getting around your home? Do you avoid going up and down the stairs? Have you even considered moving from your lifelong home just to avoid the stairs? Forget about moving and call AmeriGlide and learn how an easy-to-install stairlift is the perfect solution to help you get your freedom back. Plus, we guarantee the nation's best prices. Make this free call today to learn more. No sales visits are necessary. We can help you over the phone. Now you can stay in the home you've been in for decades. Please do yourself or your loved one a favor. Make this simple 2-minute call right now. Get the lowest price on a stairlift anywhere. Here's the number. 800-296-1434. 800-296-1434. 800-296-1434. That's 800-296-1434.
Bankers and elites have scoffed at the prospect of cyber or cryptocurrency for decades. In spite of this, cryptocurrency has continued to grow and become a viable alternative to traditional banking and money. Now, surprise, those same elites are realizing they got it wrong and, like the housing bust, are starting to invest big time. And guess what? You got it. Cryptocurrency. As they say, follow the money. Many other independent and forward-thinking investors have seen and are realizing the cryptocurrency investment advantage. And here at BillMartinezLive.com, we're making it easy for you to educate yourself and find out how cryptocurrency can become a part of your future and how a small investment could turn into big returns for you and your family. Go to BillMartinezLive.com, click on the Crypto Profit banner ad, and get all the information you need to take advantage of this money paradigm shift. Remember when you could buy Amazon, Facebook, and Google for dollars? That was another paradigm shift. So don't miss out. Go to BillMartinezLive.com, click on the Crypto Profit banner.
You didn't think they'd get away with it, did you?
Oh, you needn't have worried. I trust your taste in the limits. Thank you.
Bill Martinez, live.
Fresh and independent, just the way you like to hear from us. You hear us live every day, Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific, in many cases around the country, and we thank you very much for these networks that have been picking us up. We're played over the weekend, Liz. We now have well over 300 stations and markets across the country, which we're really excited about. And so, even though we're live today, over the weekend, people are going to be hearing you, including Guam. Guam just picked us up. I mean, we're...
congratulations. You have a good show, and I'm not surprised.
Well, thank you so much. I appreciate it. But we're excited as the ongoing growth and the participation of, you know, different markets across the country, because we're all in to get this country back on track. That's what this is all about. Not a Republican, a Democrat, or independent thing. This is about the U.S. of A., even including a soccer team that we hope would reconnect with the values of what American patriotism is all about, right?
Yeah, that didn't work out too well. I mean, what a shame, really, that a moment that all Americans should be celebrating has become, yet another politicized situation. But, I was thinking about this morning. I'm thrilled that the American women's soccer team is so great. I'm thrilled that we won the World Cup. But, you know, for those, I really don't like Rapinoe. I think she's all about herself, grabs much too much of the spotlight. I understand that she's a co-captain. She's not the captain.
Mm-hmm.
But it does seem to me she takes on to herself an awful lot of the sort of speaking role and representation role of this team. I would love to see one of the other members of the team stand up and say, well, you know, I admire her. She's obviously an incredible soccer player. I also love the United States of America.
Right, exactly. Well, as you noticed during the celebration, there was disrespect to the flag, a viral video that went out there, and Rapinoe and two other girls were there, and they were, you know, shaking the flag, and that was all good. And then all of a sudden, they just dropped the flag. Mm-hmm. But thank God, one of the gals had sense enough to go and grab the flag, pick it up, and I, like you, I was waiting for somebody else. But, you know, for right now, you know, Rapinoe is a force. She's getting a lot of publicity. The focus is on her. But, down the road, I'm sure we'll probably hear from some of the girls that, hey, look at it. I would have loved to have gone to the White House.
Exactly.
I don't want to get caught up in all this stuff between, you're going to diss the president, and say, oh, okay, you know, we're going to go to see Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer. I mean, and shame on Schumer and Pelosi for adding to that, by the way.
I agree with you. I agree. It's just an embarrassment. Trying to embarrass the White House, which seems to be their main objective in life these days. All these show trials and show investigations in Congress, which mostly serve to point out how inept these Congress people are at interviewing anybody.
Right.
But, you know, it's all about just trying to embarrass the president. I mean, let's think for a moment about all the talking to people involved in the Mueller report, including Mueller.
Mm-hmm.
What do they really expect that this bunch of House of Representatives people are going to be able to uncover things that the Mueller team did not in 2 years of looking and spending millions of dollars, et cetera. No, it's just about embarrassing the president. But here's, when over the 4th of July, I took a week off, and I really needed it. It's important occasionally to step out of this political mud puddle
exactly.
that we're in. And I watched the news. I didn't really bury myself in it the way I normally do. But honestly, it came to me that the Democrats just look smaller and smaller and smaller. And President Trump, there he is, walking into the DMC in North Korea.
Exactly.
Trying to redo our trade agreement with China. I mean, he looks big and they look tiny. And, I think maybe the country's kind of beginning to think that too.
Right. Well, when you have the results, I mean, on top of everything else, and you're hitting the ball out of the park time and time again like he is. I mean, here at stock market, you and I even talked about the stock market record numbers yesterday.
But the stock market is great. And obviously we all are delighted that symbol of success is going on. I am much more wowed by the fact that the African-American unemployment is down and wages are up for the lowest level earners in the United States. All those things completely undermine the yapping on the left about income inequality and so forth. Is there a gap? Yes. Will there always be a gap in a country that celebrates individual achievement, that has the freedom that people need to succeed and the freedom to keep that success? Yes, that's what we are geared up to do. That's why people all over the world want to come to the United States.
Exactly.
It's not to be put in a box with everybody else and said, here's what you're going to earn. You don't have to work for a living. We're going to give you benefits. That is not what attracts people to this country. What attracts them is the success of Warren Buffett and Bill Gates and these and Jeff Bezos, these people who have had extraordinary ideas, and it's allowed them to become extraordinarily wealthy. This country celebrates that, or has historically. Europe does not. And look where Europe is right now. It can't grow for anything. I mean, their economic policies are all about, you know, leveling the playing field. Okay, you level the playing field enough, and it's completely flat, and it doesn't move.
Yeah, welcome to the world of mediocrity.
That's right.
Exactly. And what happens, you know, yes, we know about the Bezos and Bill Gates and, you know, these other noted, very wealthy and successful business people, but behind them are millions of, you know, not that long ago, immigrants who came to the country with a hope and a prayer that are realizing dreams they would not even begin to ever realize in their home countries. And that news is going back to the homeland. They're bringing their, you know, their relatives, and they're saying, hey, look what's going on. Look at how successful we have become, because there's such a thing called liberty in the United States of America.
That's right. That's exactly right. And you know what? When you survey Americans and people living in this country generally about, you know, do you think is this a land of opportunity? The answer is they say yes. Elizabeth Warren may think there's no opportunity anymore. She's wrong.
Yeah.
I meet people every day, and so do you,
yes,
who come here from Russia, and they're driving a cab, but they're driving a cab 20 hours a day so that their kids can go to medical school.
Exactly.
That is what's special here. And, you know, honestly, I wish people like Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez would kind of go travel the world a little bit and maybe decide she doesn't know everything about everything, because that's kind of her current position. And she'd learn a little bit about what really does make this country exceptional.
Well, and if she was open to the real truth instead of manufacturing photo ops like she's been doing.
Yeah.
You know, it's a shame because she has some influence here. And my prayer is that it would be more for good than it would be for political. But you wonder, you know, what is the agenda behind, you know, and motivation behind some of these politicians? I mean, sadly, I think that they're about more hurting America than helping America. And they want to see it totally dismantled. I mean, that's what Barack Obama basically told us when he said he was going to fundamentally change his country. And look what's happening. Very legacy and the tentacles of Obama's doings, you know, continue to this day in this current government. They've haunted, you know, Donald Trump. We've been on a, what, 3-year plus, you know, witch hunt and Russian collusion delusion that we've been on, that we spent millions and millions of dollars on, that could have been better served on behalf of the people as opposed to, you know, this witch hunt we've been on.
Well, I just think, yes, and I think that we are allowing people like AOC, Bernie Sanders, Elizabeth Warren, enabled by the liberal media, they have really become the storytellers in the United States. And very few people, I find this when I write something, people will just lash back at me and say, that's just not true. And I say, well, show me the facts.
Exactly.
I have facts. I look at, for example, this piece I did this I don't know when it was, yesterday or something, came out yesterday.
Yesterday,
about
right.
About policies hurting the poor. It's facts.
Exactly.
It's not, I'm not making it up.
Mm-hmm. No, this is empirical, and you can see it time and again. I mean, and Jason Riley has also got an op-ed in the Wall Street Journal basically echoing the same thing about home ownership. I mean, you know, Kamala Harris is calling for home ownership. Well, we know how that worked for us. Thank you very much, Bill Clinton, right?
Yeah, you can't manufacture stability by making things like home ownership universal, which is essentially destabilizing. You're putting people in a position of not being able to cope. That's really the end, you know?
Well, we got to leave it there. Liz Peek, thank you so much for being with us. Appreciate it.
Always a pleasure, Bill. Take care and good luck.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Tropical Storm Barry taking aim at Louisiana, especially New Orleans. Currently a tropical storm, but expected to be a rain-making hurricane when it comes ashore tomorrow. Here's hurricane specialist Eric Blake at the National Hurricane Center.
But we're expecting to move very slowly. And that's why we're so concerned about the heavy rain risk. The rain should really begin in earnest overnight Friday into Saturday for southeast Louisiana, then spread northward into Mississippi.
A magnitude 4.7 earthquake hit a short time ago, 45 minutes outside Seattle in Snohomish County, Washington. President Trump issuing an executive order requiring the Commerce Department to tally U.S. citizens after the courts blocked his efforts to put a citizenship question on the 2020 census. And this is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Marco Rubio said it's getting crazy with all the things that have been happening in the past week, but hey, look, it's okay. It's America. This is what internationally some of the leaders around the world look at this country and go, boy, these guys, they were rebels to begin with, and their rebellion continues. We're just having fun. That's what it's all about. Hey, our next guest, Bruce Kaufman, coming up with us, our favorite historian, in his quote of the week shared with us, "Die young and I shall accept your death, but not if you have lived without glory, without being useful to your country, without leaving a trace of your existence, for that is not to have lived at all." Bruce, those are powerful words, and I'm so glad you brought them back to our memory. And of course, you know, some people might say, well, that was just some, you know, some old guy, but with a lot of wisdom there, even from Napoleon, right?
Right. And there's a guy who lived a very dangerous, exciting, committed life, Napoleon. So, yeah. I mean, he knew of what he spoke.
Exactly. Well, and I think that that's a clarion call for all young people and this next generation, millennials, whatever you want to categorize them as, is that you want to live a life worth living that leaves behind a legacy, that things are better as a result of your presence and commitment to culture. You know, this is what our parents left to us, Bruce, when they handed on the baton to us. They said, look, hey, we did the best we could do. We hope you can do better.
Yeah, and to me, Bill, you talk about a legacy. I mean, not everybody's going to have a legacy like Napoleon, but you can just leave a legacy by your commitment to your town, your community, your family, your friends, in the way that you work to make it, you know, the lives not just of your family but those around you better. That's leaving a legacy as well.
Well, you know, I got to say this. I really appreciate what Donald Trump has done for our country recently. You know, whether it was the State of the Union, again, 4th of July, his speech there, he brings out these stories, Bruce, of people that otherwise, you know, you would pass down the street, you would not know how they contributed to their families, how they contributed to their government, you know, what they did in military service, what they did to, I mean, there was even a story here recently where there was a 96-year-old vet, and he goes into a Chick-fil-A, and he's having he was really distraught. 96, imagine, Bruce. I mean, this guy finds himself, you know, one time, you know, self-serving, he had all the energy, could do it all. He's 96. And he can't change his tire. And he's frustrated. And he goes into a Chick-fil-A and says, "Hey, can somebody help me here?" And one of the employees, lickety-split, runs out, changes the tire, and the guy, I mean, what is that worth? What is that story? That is America. These are Americans here, and these individual stories may not be as profound as Napoleon and the legacy that they leave behind and other giants in our history who we may pass through in life and be blessed to have near us and remember, but it's these other little stories that I think that are so possible only in America. I can't imagine how many other countries where something like this could occur.
Yeah, and this is my whole approach to history, Bill, is that history is not about facts and dates that you memorize, regurgitate on a test, and then forget a week later. History, as you say, is about stories, about people. History is about people, good and bad, the things that they do. That's what makes history so fascinating, and the fact that there are so many events in real life that you would say, no, there's no way that happened. Perfect example, of course, being John Adams. Tapped Thomas Jefferson to write the Declaration of Independence. Both men died on July 4th, 50th anniversary of the Declaration of Independence. Those are the kinds of stories that really, that's what makes history. Not facts, not dates, but people. Stories about people, good and bad, people that are redeemed, people that, have greatness thrust upon them when they never thought that was going to happen. That's what history is about. And you just mentioned what you're talking about is a local story, but it's the same thing.
Exactly. And you have to hold it in the context of when that story took place. Because otherwise, taken out of context, you think, well, you know, I think a perfect case in point is what's going on right now in the Democratic Party. And Joe Biden is the, the benefactor of it all because 5 decades he served the country and things that he had to do and associate, 5 decades ago, a little bit different than right now. And he's being castigated for what he did 50 years ago. And it's, it's just being looked at with the current lens. Would he have done that 50 years later? Maybe not. It's different times. But we run into this issue that you wrote about, and this is this cultural ex post facto experience that we're going through. And, by the way, ex post facto is something that our Constitution speaks clearly about, does it not?
Yes, it does. Article 1, Section 9 says, "No bill of attainder or ex post facto law shall be passed." A bill of attainder is basically a bill that allows you to throw someone in jail without a trial. Mm-hmm. An ex post facto law, and this is what I wrote about in my history column this week, is a law, okay, that goes into effect retroactively to a crime. So if you commit an action on Monday and the government passes a law that makes that action illegal on Wednesday, then by ex post facto they can charge you they can charge you and prosecute you for a criminal activity that was not a criminal activity when you committed it. So the founding fathers said that is not going to happen in our country. That is blatantly unfair because for one thing, the standards of what is criminal activity will change.
Exactly.
So they said it is not fair or right to prosecute someone for a crime that was not a crime when they committed that action. That's ex post facto law.
Let me point out a very hot issue right now. Thank you very much, the Democrats, that they lack so much creativity. All they can do, you know, like musicians, you know, in turning amps up loud to cover their mistakes, all they can do is offer free offerings to the electorate. And, oh, we're going to give you this and that. And, oh, yeah, reparations. So how does reparations square up with ex post facto?
Well, I mean, okay, so
I said it was a hot button. Sorry.
Hey, who are you going to pay? How much are you going to pay? Basically, reparations. So we are going to pay back the descendants of slaves from you know, several centuries ago because their ancestors were slaves. That, you know, I don't quite understand, number one, how you're going to determine who is actually going to get that money, and also how much money you're going to pay each of them, and also where is that money going to come from.
Mm-hmm. And what about all the money that's been paid to some over the years? Let's just say the war on poverty. You know, what have we spent? $22-23 trillion since 1964 with LBJ, just 1964 alone. Does some of that money count as reparations?
Good question. I don't know. But, yeah, we spent $22 trillion, and poverty in this country has not changed appreciably since 1965.
It's actually gone up.
Right. It's actually, yeah. So you wasted basically $22 trillion inflation adjusted.
Right. But, yeah, I didn't mean to go right into the belly of the beast with this, but only it is a contemporary conversation right now. We hear it more and more. You know, Horace Cooper, a legal analyst, has been on with us many times. Here he is, a black American. And, and what I'm hearing in those circles is, blacks are going, wait, it's already there. I mean, you have to discount, as I said before, even Bruce, is that what about all the white people that, or non-colored people that gave up their lives in order to free the slaves?
Yeah. So do they get reparations? Because reparations bill is an absolutely insane idea. There's no way, first of all, the particulars would take forever to iron out. Second of all, again, what we are doing here is kind of an ex post facto. We are saying, well, we need to pay back these reparations. We need to pay back these people for the fact that their ancestors hundreds and hundreds of years ago suffered from slavery. And again, the whole point of my column was that we are now applying cultural ex post facto. We are condemning, us enlightened people in 20th and 21st century are condemning people in the 18th and 19th century for actions that were basically the norm back in the 18th and 19th centuries, and certainly were not illegal. Mm-hmm. So the founding fathers in the 1790s, both in the North and the South, slavery was the norm.
Exactly.
Okay, it wasn't right.
Right.
But it was the norm. In the 1850s in the South, slavery was the norm. And, you know, so that's cultural ex post facto. That's applying our 20th and 21st enlightened standards to the 18th, 19th century. That's the same thing as trying to convict someone of a crime that only became a crime after that person committed.
Exactly. You got to hit the pause button. We've got more from Bruce Kaufman after this. Stay with us. Bankers and elites have scoffed at the prospect of cyber or cryptocurrency for decades. In spite of this, cryptocurrency has continued to grow and become a viable alternative to traditional banking and money. Now, surprise, those same elites are realizing they got it wrong and, like the housing bust, are starting to invest big time. And guess what? You got it. Cryptocurrency. As they say, follow the money. Many other independent and forward-thinking investors have seen and are realizing the cryptocurrency investment advantage. And here at BillMartinezLife.com, we're making it easy for you to educate yourself and find out how cryptocurrency can become a part of your future and how a small investment could turn into big returns for you and your family. Go to BillMartinezLive.com, click on the Crypto Profit banner ad, and get all the information you need to take advantage of this money paradigm shift. Remember when you could buy Amazon, Facebook, and Google for dollars? That was another paradigm shift. So don't miss out. Go to BillMartinezLive.com, click on the Crypto Profit banner.
How would you rate your kidney health? What about your liver? What about your gallbladder? Take the Quantum Cleanse 21-Day Challenge and supercharge your body. Quantum Nutrition Labs is having a special on 4 supplements designed to support organ health and detoxification. For the kidneys, liver, and gallbladder, buy 2, get the third one free. Start your 21-Day Challenge today. Call 888-588-7578. 888-588-7578.
8. Or visit us online at qnlabs.com. That's QNLABS.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bob Marshall, PhD, host of Healthline. Tune in to get your questions answered and hear the latest breakthrough information for you and your family. Our product line, Quantum Nutrition Labs, delivers what others only promise, nutrition that really works.
If you feel you've been lied to, pressured, or misled into buying your timeshare, you have the right to cancel completely. This is Steve Sanchez, and I'd like to introduce you to Wesley Financial Group, the leading top-rated timeshare cancellation company in the country. That's right, no more excessive fees or lifetime commitments that make you feel like you're serving a prison sentence. Founded by CEO Chuck McDowell, a pioneer in the industry, who went into federal court and won against the largest timeshare resort company in the world just to help you get out of your timeshare. Too good to be true? No. Countless testimonials and the highest ratings from the Better Business Bureau make Wesley Financial Group the real deal, and their money-back guarantee they put in writing makes them the Steve Sanchez choice for successfully canceling your timeshare guaranteed. To get their free information kit, call 1-800-475-1919. That's 1-800-475-1919, or visit them at timesharecancellations.com. That's 1-800-475-1919.
Most of us like to be out in the sun. That's why sunscreen and other safety measures are key to protecting your skin from aging and cancer. The FDA recommends using a sunscreen with an SPF of 15 or higher. Also, look for broad spectrum on the label. That means both harmful ultraviolet A and B rays are blocked. Remember, SPF plus broad spectrum equal healthy fun in the sun. Visit www.fda.gov/sunscreen for more information. A message from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Hey, millennials, know what you believe and why. Bill Martinez live.
Well, I'll tell you, that's something to write down, right? And Paula, you might want to consider that. Not only millennials, I think all of us right now, Bruce Kaufman, because, you know, as we were sharing, ex post facto is in our Constitution. And what have we been hearing, you know, in the last decade plus? We had a former president saying, well, the Constitution is elastic. You know, did the founding fathers really mean this? I mean, this has been an ongoing, not just in the last decade, but that's been going on forever. But even still, it seems like more so in the last decade, there's been a question of the intent of what our founding fathers had. And when you abandon the rule of law, then, hey, no holds barred, right?
Everything's relative, yeah. And well, this is—I mean, this has been the kind of the great divide, Bill. Do we consider the Constitution this kind of living document that is adaptable to our changing cultural and moral standards, or do we consider the Constitution basically set in stone that it outlines how a government is going to protect our life, liberty, and pursuit of happiness? So this is the divide. Do we change the Constitution on a whim, or do we abide by the Constitution and change it only in the way that the Constitution is allowed to be changed through constitutional amendments?
Exactly. Well, and, you know, the thing is we live in a microwave society these days. You know, I say to people often that, you know, things don't move fast enough. We're the only generation, I think, to stand in front of a microwave and yell, hurry up. I mean, it's just not fast enough. And things had to be expedited. And, of course, we had a lot of exercise with that, you know, under the Barack Obama regime and the separation of powers. Congress seemed to, I don't know what Congress has been doing. I mean, it's like they're just, you know, getting a paycheck and calling their effort in or something. I mean, instead of, you know, standing up against these things, and now you get a president they don't like, and all of a sudden they woke up. It's like, oh, wait a minute, you know, hey, there's supposed to be a division of powers here. Well, yeah, okay, yes, there is. But at the end of the day, can, you know, even though we have these necessary division of powers, which are critical, at the end of the day, we still have to, you know, produce something, do we not?
Yes, and at the end of the day, the Congress, the legislative branch is the first among equals branch in our government.
Yeah.
Okay, and they're the elected branch, they're the branch closest to the people. They're the ones who should be leading in making public policy. And as you noted, Bill, they've kind of given up on that. We've got executive orders. We've got judicial activism in which justices basically create public policy from their rulings on the bench, which is not how the Founding Fathers intended it to happen. So, yeah, this to me is the biggest problem we have right now, is that Congress, the leading branch of the government that should be the take the lead in creating public policy, is basically second or third among equals.
Exactly. Well, you know, as I mentioned, Marco Rubio this week tweeted out going, what is going on? We got people licking ice cream. We got all this stuff going on, the disrespect of the flag. We got people on world stages. We've got a president overseas. He's on a world stage representing America. Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer are firing salvos. I mean, there's just such a disregard for any kind of civility. It is unbelievable. And, you know, and here we are. We're you know, as one of the columns you wrote about, Can I Paint You a Picture? You know, they want to fuss about everything, including, you know, the color of, you know, Air Force One.
Right. That was my mouth opened in total shock when I read that. I thought, God, I've got to write about that.
Well, yeah, I mean, put it in perspective. You know, it's like you say, let me read this first paragraph, ladies and gentlemen, see this and see if your jaw doesn't hit the floor, you know, just as mine did. America's national debt, $22 trillion and counting, mostly because of entitlement spending. We spend $2 million a minute just on Social Security. We have an immigration crisis in which tens of thousands of illegal immigrants cross our borders, resulting in some 10 million illegal immigrants living in the country today. And I think you underestimated on that one, but that's okay. I'll give you 10. We have a serious drug dependency crisis that has led to many thousands of deaths by overdose. And on the foreign policy front, under Vladimir Putin, Russia is incrementally attempting to recreate as much of the former Soviet empire as possible. China has become the bully of Asia and the Middle East. Iran continues to sponsor terrorist organizations in Syria, Lebanon, and Gaza, and continues to threaten our one reliable ally in the Middle East, Israel. North Korea continues to enhance its ability to produce and deliver nuclear weapons. And where's Congress in the midst of all this, Bruce?
Where's Congress? They're worried about, and they're insisting that they have some say in the fact that Air Force One is now being Air Force One is a plane that will wear out eventually. Mm-hmm. So it's being replaced, and Congress wants to say in both the interior decoration of the plane and the outside paint job. That's what's aroused their anger.
In the midst of all these crises and everything that's going on, we're gonna worry about how the inside of the plane is decorated. Right. And, oh, yeah, by the way, let's not forget that when they first gave President Trump the bill for the remake of the plane, it's Boeing, yeah, that's doing this, right?
Right.
And he said, I don't think we're going to be paying that kind of money. And so he saved right off the top. He saved the people, I don't know how many billions, but several billions of dollars, just because he said, no, that's unacceptable. And how many other presidents in the past would have just said, oh, okay.
Yeah. No, absolutely, Bill. So there we are. Anyway, one final point I want to make on de facto, on the cultural de facto.
Yes.
Well, two, actually, real quick. One is, as you and I have talked about before, we need reminders of our past, both good and bad.
Yes.
The good inspires us. The bad teaches us. And so tearing down statues of Thomas Jefferson, George Washington, Robert E. Lee because they owned slaves, that is erasing our past.
Yes.
And you need to know the bad as well as the good to be educated. But the other thing I wanted, and this is how I close my column on cultural ex post facto. So what we are doing, cultural ex post facto means we are condemning people for practices that, had we been white members of society living in their times and by their cultural standards, not a single one of us can say with 100%, as God is my witness, accuracy, that we would not have been practicing that we wouldn't have been practicing them as well.
Exactly.
So it is somewhat hypocritical for us to be tearing down statues of Thomas Jefferson Jones because they owned slaves, when we have no idea whether we were white members of society in the 1790s, living in the South or the North on a farm, having slaves around us, whether we would go up to our parents and say, you've got to get rid of that because slavery is wrong.
And to that point, Bruce, I got to tell you, I often think about, you know, what happened in Germany. It wasn't 100% of the Germans that got involved with the Third Reich. It was only about 10%. But there were churches as the trains were driving by and then the cries of Jewish families being heard. And supposedly, anecdotally, the stories are that the pastors of the churches just told the congregants, sing louder. So they weren't disturbed by the crying sounds of Jews being taken off to these concentration camps. I think along the same line what you're pointing out here is, but for the grace of God, you know, I could have been there. Where would I have been? You know, what would I be participating in? And it's grace and mercy that allows you to consider the other side. But if you don't have that as reference to even challenge your own character along the way, then what are you doing? By reason, we're going to reproduce the same thing that happened then.
Yep.
If you take that out of the mix, to your point. And like Orwell said, he who controls the past controls the future. I mean, we know this experientially. I mean, you know, from time in memoriam. I mean, and you look at all these other despots and these isms that have taken over countries. One of the first things they destroy and they apprehend is the people's history.
Yep.
So why do they do that, Bruce?
So that they can create the future any way they want to.
That's why you destroy
the past and you're in the and you're in power, then you can create a future, and no one will realize whether this future is right or wrong because they'll have no comparison to what happened in the past. That's the whole point of knowing of paying attention to our past.
Yeah,
right.
There's no liberty, no control.
No, right.
Exactly. You're going to surrender all that and be subject to what it is that they tell you that you should believe in. Not that you have the intelligence, the liberty to learn for yourself and to, you know, make a critical decision. You know,
This
is why I've insisted, you know, we have we are anemic to critical thinking these days. And that is very dangerous.
Yeah, and David McCullough put it very well. He said, a nation that forgets its past can function no better than a man with amnesia.
Ooh, wow, yes.
I mean, that's if we forget our past. And Ronald Reagan said, well, he said, if we don't remember what we did, we won't know where to go. We won't know who we are.
Mm-hmm.
You need an understanding of your past because, number one, bad and good, your past is a uniting factor. We're all Americans. We share a past. We share a civic creed. Mm-hmm. And that is critical to a functioning society.
The rearview mirror does serve a purpose, does it not?
The rearview mirror absolutely does serve a purpose. No question about it.
Well, for all the attacks on our history, and right now, a lot of it seems to be whether it's on monuments, flags, anything that stands for America, you know, red hats, it's ridiculous. But I'll tell you what, Bruce, if we do not have the courage to stand up and push back on this movement, because it's not like the Rapinos and Kaepernicks represent, you know, 1,000% of America. It's a small percentage. Antifa does not represent all of America. It's a small percentage. You know, just like I cited in Germany, it wasn't 100%. They weren't all fascists. It was really about 10%, 90% of the people went along to get along.
Yep, that's right. And okay, so yeah, so you have this vocal minority that is speaking out, and if no one else speaks out against them, then the vocal minority is going to have its way, even though it is a minority.
So it's beholden to all of us as activated citizens of the country. Oh, yes, by the way, a country of, for, by, we, the people, which commands us to be activated, does it not?
It absolutely does command us to be activated, Bill. But also, we have to tie to our past, because that will guide us in our future.
Yeah, we cannot let that go, that's for sure. Bruce Kaufman, award-winning syndicated columnist, historian, author, and speaker. Bruce, as always, appreciate the time. Thank you, buddy.
My pleasure, Bill.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped 1 million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Maybe.